Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch a green bass tumble.
Yeah. Everyone all said cocked a lot. Here we go. Thank you for being in class with us today. We're going to be talking about domestic engineering, supply chain, things that are in short supply, things that you might want to consider going forward. The road is getting rougher. Things are costing more. Inflation is absolutely positively here. It's raging. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm really well. I was talking with our son, and he was telling me that in the automotive industry, that oil is getting harder to get. And you know those signs that they used to have on those chain stores, the automotive chain stores, and they'd say, you know, 5 quarts of oil and an oil filter, like $18.99, $19.99, $21.99, things like that. Well, oil is in such short supply right now that there's two sides of automotive parts stores. There's what's considered the commercial side. And so those are the customers that, you know, have little shops, independent shops, service stations, garages, those kinds of things that fix cars, maintain cars. And then there's the other side of the business, which is the do-it-yourselfer. And those are the guys and gals that walk in and say that you know, they need a serpentine belt or a water pump or oil and oil filters and things like that. So they have these big posters, if you will, on the windows talking about the latest sale that they're having that week. And the signs are coming down for bundles or deals. They're called deals in the industry. So an oil change deal, which would be one oil filter and 5 quarts of oil. Those deals have come down and are coming down because they're having trouble getting the supply of oil. So no need to have a sale when you can't get enough to sell, right? So that's what's happening in the... So those deals are coming down. I just wanted to share that with our class. So if you need to change your oil, or if you want to have enough oil for your lawnmower, your chainsaw, you know, which would be bar and chainsaw saw oil, or two-cycle engine oil, or four-cycle engine oil for your lawnmower, riding mower, those kinds of things, you might want to get it. And we found out that we placed an order for 20 cases. And it was not immediately available. It had to be gathered up from a collection of sources, stores, to fill our order of 20 cases. And there's only 12 quarts in a case. So it's not like there's a lot of oil in there. So, 240 quarts of oil doesn't sound like a lot, does it? And maybe if you have, you know, just one car in the family, that might seem like a lot. But when you have a garage and a service center, and a farm, that's nothing. And so our price went up, I think, about 15% in a couple days, like 2 or 3 days. So shortage is here. And Kathy, I got an email from you that Mike Adams said that we're running out of oil filters, tires, etc. We've been talking about that for a long time, right?
Yeah, he had some information on it, Vince, and he was talking about the shortages, and one of the things that was really disturbing was there was a man that was told to dump oil on the fields and roads. I believe it was in like a area where no one would see. And he even called his boss. It was called the Department of Hydrocarbons. And the man said, well, I don't know anything about it, but if they told you to do it, then do it. So it was something about to keep the price down, which makes no sense, but that's what this man said. He goes, I don't understand. But he was a whistleblower that was talking about it. And
well,
he didn't talk about
Virginia,
the oil.
When I lived in Virginia, Kathy, in class, they had these dusty roads, just like we have here in front of our farm. It was just dirt road. And in the summer when the sun would bake the road, it would get really hot. And as trucks and cars, I'm talking about pickup trucks, local traffic, not over-the-road vehicles, would drive down the road, you'd see a trail of dust, kind of like Bonnie and Clyde being chased by the feds through the Kansas farmlands. Well, what they would do is they would take used engine oil. They would pick it up from gas stations, etc., service stations, and they'd put it in a spraying truck that hold maybe 1,000 gallons, 2,000 gallons, and they would have these spray nozzles, and they would spray it on the dirt road. So we're all told, don't you all let that oil drip on the road, and then they would take 1,000 gallons at a time and spray it on the road to keep the dust down. They would call that oiling the road. So that's what the government does, okay? They're allowed to do it, but we're not allowed to do it. So were they talking about that kind of oil, dumping that kind of oil? Are they talking about used oil, new oil, what? Because getting rid of oil doesn't keep the price down. It causes the price to go up.
Well, Vince, I listened to the clip twice, and all I could hear the man saying was apparently he was filling up his truck. So he didn't say it was used oil. I understood it to be good oil, but they wanted to keep the, I guess, the demand and the price up is from what he said. And they didn't tell what state, they never said, so maybe they were trying to protect his identity. But, yeah, he did mention tires. And oil filters. Everything that you were talking about, he went down the list, and I wanted to send you that email so that, it was exactly what you've been saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's absolutely true. And automatic transmission fluid, ATF, automatic transmission fluid, is in short supply. And I'm hearing things that, we'll have to consider these rumors because I don't really know for a fact if what I've heard through the grapevine, through the automotive channels, is real or not. But they're saying it's the plastic bottles. They can't get the plastic bottles for the oil. Well, that would certainly shut down the oil supply, right? If you can't get the plastic bottles to sell the oil, that makes sense. But is that really it? But I do know there's a plastic shortage. And I do know that there's a styrofoam shortage. And styrofoam is used to keep things, insulated. We use it in food to package some foods in a styrofoam kind of a container so that it stays at the temperature that it's been refrigerated at because it'll spoil if it gets hot. So, yeah, there's a styrofoam shortage, there's a plastic shortage. Regardless of what the cause is, there's an oil shortage. And, the question is, class, what does it mean to you? If you can't get oil, what does that mean to you? Let me just give you one small example. I'm doing some framing. And I mentioned that I've been doing some framing. And framing takes, 2x4s, 2x6s, 2x8s, 2x10s, 2x12s, those kinds of dimensional pieces of lumber. And I'm using that in a barn. And the best way to nail is with a nail gun, a framing nail gun, to drive 3.5 inch long nails into these 2x's. And the reason that a nail gun is best is instead of bang, 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 bang with a hammer, weakening the structure, you hit the nail one time with a nail gun, and bang, and it goes right in. Because it doesn't weaken the structure with repeated hits. All right. So in order to do that, I wanted to bring our compressor a quarter of a mile down the road. Well, the compressor weighs like several hundred pounds. And I can't pick it up. I mean, I can pick it up with the back of a tractor or front-end loader, but I don't have 240 volts to run it out in, in the middle of the field. So I wanted to buy a compressor, a smaller one, 10-gallon size instead of a 60-gallon size. So I found one on the Internet used, and I bought it, and it's built in 1982. And it's in great condition. But it's way heavier than a brand new one. You know, the new Chinese ones have been thinned out. The tanks are thin. The motor's thin. The compressor doesn't have, is not made out of cast iron anymore. It's made out of aluminum, and it doesn't have an oil sump. So everything's lighter, cheesier, won't last as long. So I wanted to buy a used one. I found one for $90, $90. I bought it. But, you know, to clean it up, I looked at the motors made by Westinghouse, half horsepower motor, electric motor, and it has these two places where you put oil. So this electric motor is designed to be oiled once a month. Put a couple drops of oil on the bearings of this, either both ends of the electric motor, and it keeps it running. Well, this thing's been running for almost 40 years. So what a great idea, right? So I'm delighted with it. But I was thinking, where do you buy one of those little oil cans that you can put a couple drops of oil on the end of an electric motor or a sewing machine? Where do you buy them? I haven't seen them in 20 years. Kathy, any comments?
Vince, I have a bottle for my sewing machine, and it's got a real long tip on it, and you can pull it out. It probably goes out about 8 inches, and it's sewing machine oil, but I don't know if that's the right viscosity that you need. Mm-hmm. But I
well,
get
that,
it
that
at
might work
store.
Fine, but do they still sell that?
I don't know. I've had my bottle. My bottle's probably, it's huge. It's like 6 or 8 ounces. But I will check online, and I'll see if they still sell it. Yeah.
Well, the interesting, okay, because I haven't, you know, I'm talking like 3-in-1 oil. They used to sell that. In the 1950s and 1960s, it was everywhere. You know, every hardware store had it. The big box stores had it. They all had it. It was common because you used it on sewing machines. You used it on electric motors. You used it to oil your furnace motor. But today, all those are sealed bearing motors, and you don't maintain them. All you do is replace them when the lubricant wears out, and then the bearings fail, and then you get a new motor. So instead of oiling it once a month during the, you know, when you operate the heating system, you know, a few months a year, instead of once a month putting 3 drops of oil on 2 locations on the electric motor, we don't do it anymore. They're all sealed bearings, and, you know, 10 years later you buy a whole new motor. Whereas the kind that you used to oil would last 50 years. Yes, so that's the new plan. So what I'm saying is I found an old can for oiling, and I was able to use a screwdriver and pop the plastic top off the metal can, rectangular can, like a 3-in-1 oil type can, and I poured in some non-detergent 30 ND30 weight oil. It's not what I wanted. I wanted 10 weight oil, but 10 weight oil is hard to find in non-detergent, and non-detergent is what you want for electric motor bearings. So, you know, a quart would last a really long time, maybe an entire lifetime, you know, for electric motors and those kinds of things. But what I'm finding is it's harder to get the things that we used to be able to get that used to be common, you know, everyday items, because we don't do some of the things that we used to do. But Mike Adams is right. We're running out of oil filters, tires. Absolutely. Absolutely correct. Kathy, when we get back, you want to talk about what kinds of things get oiled at your house? Is that something you'd like to talk about?
Sure.
Okay. And then you've got a whole list of things that on your list for teaching a class today. Domestic engineering class. We're running out of all kinds of necessary items without oil.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, everything stops without lubrication. Without oil, everything stops. Kathy, what are your thoughts about oil lubrication, you know, in your setting in Ohio, at your place?
Vince, from the time that I was young, and even when I was, newly married, I always heard that you change the oil, especially in your vehicles, every 3,000 miles. And I know now it's different with different, they have sensors and all that on some of the vehicles, but I've just always heard of kind of the lifeblood of the vehicle. And I do know people who never changed their oil and they had problems with their car. I think one was a transmission that the car just stopped eventually. And they went back and checked and they said, you know, it was just so sludgy. They never changed the oil. But there's so many things that you can use it for. I mean, you know, like you said, elimination of like squeaks and it helps for friction, but just all the equipment, like for me personally, I mean, I use it on my sewing machine, but I know like, your mowers, your lawnmowers, your tractors, vehicles, if you have, you know, golf carts or mud bugs or air compressors or pneumatic tools. I mean, I guess if you run out, you'd have to make a priority of what you're going to use first and how long you can I mean, what's the risk you take if you're going to ruin it? I mean, eventually you're going to ruin it if you can't change the oil or if you run out of oil, whatever it is. From my understanding, if it's a like a gas engine or a two-cycle equipment of any kind, am I right, Vince?
Oh, absolutely. For two-cycle engines, the lubrication is the two-cycle engine oil mixed with gasoline. And that mist that is in the crankcase of the two-cycle engine, like a weed whacker or a chainsaw, that mist in the crankcase of oil and gasoline is the lubrication and cooling system of that engine. And without it, it would fail probably within a minute. You know, without the oil, the engine would probably seize up within 1 minute. And you're absolutely right when you mention air tools. So, for example, here at the farm, we have air chisels. And, you know, you hook a compressor hose up to it. And this is a chisel that you have the replaceable chisels. You put a chisel in this tool. It looks like a gun. And you can cut an exhaust pipe. You just point it and it bang, 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 bang. Really fast reciprocating piston in there. And it will drive the chisel and it'll just cut right through a piece of pipe, you know, sideways. Then you have the air impact wrenches. You know, you see the mechanics use those to take the lug nuts on and take the lug nuts off and put the lug nuts on wheels. Well, you must lubricate that every time you use it. And we put about 10 drops of oil in ours every through the hole where the hose connects to the tool. You squeeze the trigger so the oil will drip down. And we use SAE 30 non-detergent oil, about 10 drops. And that lubricates the mechanisms, the moving parts inside. If you don't do that, that impact wrench will wear out probably in just a couple months. And so all of these tools we have... pneumatic drills with cutoff wheels, so they're really high speed deals, really fast turning cutoff wheels, and they require oil as well. So without oil, the bathroom fan will stop working. There, those bearings on a bathroom fan are bronze oil impregnated bearings. So the furnaces, the heating ventilation systems, even the computers have these little fans that have bronze bearings with oil impregnated bronze to keep them lubricated. When the lubrication ceases to lubricate, then the fans stop working. So the kitchen fan above the range, the ceiling fans are all lubricated. Without oil and grease and lubricants, everything stops. Hospitals can't run their equipment without, you know, lubrication. The refineries that refine oil have requirements for lubrication. If they don't lubricate their equipment, the refineries shut down. And nuclear reactors, they have cooling systems that have lubrication. Without oil, they shut down. And by the way, the price of gasoline in California, right this moment, average price, $4.53. Yeah, for the cheap stuff. The premium is $4.84. Diesel, $4.63 in California right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An organized group of parents in Michigan and Virginia accused Attorney General Merrick Garland in a federal lawsuit Tuesday of trying to criminalize free speech. The lawsuit is seeking an injunction saying it's causing irreparable harm to the parents of Loudoun County Public Schools in Virginia and Saline Schools of Michigan. It should be noted that Garland is the only defendant listed in the complaint. New York City firefighters are taking a stand against Democrat Mayor Bill de Blasio. The Uniform Firefighters Association revealed it would not be enforcing vaccine mandates on any of its members. UFA President Andrew Ansbrough said they would not be cutting staff, stating it would put their community at risk. Former President Trump announced Wednesday that he is launching a new media company that will begin the beta phase in November. In a statement, they desire to create a rival to the liberal media consortium and fight back against the big tech companies of Silicon Valley. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As human remains suspected of being Brian Laundrie's and items belonging to Brian Laundrie have been found by the FBI in the nature preserve in Florida where the manhunt for Laundrie began, the Carlton Reserve in Northport, Florida is once again closed to the public as investigators do their work. Laundrie family attorney Stephen Bertolino on CNN.
It is quite sad. You can imagine as a parent finding your son's belongings alongside some of the remains, and that's got to be heartbreaking, and I can tell you that they are heartbroken.
Childhood sweethearts Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito were traveling cross-country when Gabby's murdered body was found in Wyoming. So now what? Former homicide detective Brian Foley on Fox News lends his expertise.
As investigators will keep working that with the prosecutors until they have basically enough to say we would have had enough to make an arrest on Brian Laundrie, and then the prosecutors will close the case instead of with an arrest with exceptional circumstances. We'll learn today, I'm sure, hopefully, that what the cause of death is on Brian. Now, keep in mind, we all just can't assume suicide here. There's probably a list of people that would like to have seen Brian dead. So there's a lot of work to do. Again, the effects of Mother Nature in a watery area, they're going to have to extend the search now. Animals can separate evidence, and I'll leave it at that, to where the crime scene now gets extended. That's been, we're looking at weeks in the Florida weather.
We'll let you know when the coroner makes his announcement. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So here's something that's very rarely discussed, if ever, class. It's about lubricants. So automatic transmission fluid right now is in short supply, especially the ATF Plus 4, which is used for Chrysler and Dodge products after 1998. And so how often should you change your transmission fluid? Well, most manufacturers that recommend changing would say 30,000 to 60,000 miles. My number is the longest interval would be 60,000. But it's also recommended that under stress conditions, you know, heavy loads, those kinds of things, you change your automatic transmission fluid every 15,000 miles. So how much transmission fluid does a vehicle use? Well, let's say a Dodge pickup truck with a diesel engine. So this would be like a three-quarter ton. It looks like a regular half-ton pickup truck, but it's a little heavier than that. 20 quarts. 20 quarts of transmission fluid. For if you were to rebuild the transmission or overhaul it and take it apart, you know, take it down, take it apart, and put it back together, you'd need about 20 quarts of oil. Some transmissions use less than that. Okay, so that would be probably the maximum that you would expect for a vehicle that one of us might drive. Okay, and so if you were to do a service drain and fill, that'd be about half, 8 to 10 quarts or so. So the bottom line is that, in my opinion, these are just my words, that at 60,000 miles, if you don't change the automatic transmission fluid, as Kathy mentioned, you'll experience a failure. Your transmission will just fail because of all of the friction material that ends up circulating throughout the fluid, the automatic transmission fluid. As it circulates, it's picked up by the transmission filter, and when that gets plugged up, the transmission fluid filter can't pass any more fluid. That means that your car or truck is not going to go forward or backward. The engine will run, but you're not going to go anywhere. So in order to prevent that from happening, you change the transmission fluid at least every 60,000 miles, which means that on average, the average vehicle out there has a transmission that's got 30,000 miles since the last fluid change. Which at 15,000 miles per year, that means in 2 years, the average vehicle is going to start having trouble with the transmission if you can't get automatic transmission fluid. So we bought some because we service transmissions here at the farm, ours and customers, and we go through a lot of it. And we know that if we can't get it, we can't service the transmissions of the customers. And if we can't get it, other people can't get it as well. So we tried to buy it, and it's in very short supply right now, especially the Chrysler spec ATF Plus 4 fluid. So I just wanted to keep that and mention that so you can think about that. And I don't think you're going to hear that elsewhere because I don't think there are other people on broadcast classrooms that teach about auto mechanics and that particular aspect where if you can't get ATF, automatic transmission fluid, you can't service the automatic transmission and the transmission will fail way faster than it would if you serviced it and changed the oil regularly. Same kind of thing as changing the engine oil. Same thing with the automatic transmission, except instead of every 3,000 miles changing the engine oil, we're talking about 60,000 at the most. Kathy, any comments, thoughts, questions, concerns?
Vince, I looked up the Joann's Fabrics has the Dritz machine oil, and they have it. They have it on Amazon, and they have it at Walmart and a couple other places. Right now, Joann's has it for $4.79. It's a 4 ounce bottle, and there's like a brief description on there. Now, my bottle just says Zoom Spout Oiler, and just says clear stainless sewing machine oil, and it's got a telescopic spout. It actually goes out 10 inches, which is nice if you need to get down into something, but it. The thing that it kind of mentioned a little bit of a description, it just talks about that it not only a lubricant, but it's designed to clean and prevent rust and oxidation, which obviously that's what you want for your machines. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that I did find it at those places, and I'm not so sure I'm not going to grab another one in the near future. But yeah,
that's what I would do. I would make sure I didn't throw out the bottle that you have, and just buy a quart of SAE non-detergent, or SAE 10 non-detergent oil, and that should work. Except that will be a yellow color, so it will stain. So it's not exactly sewing machine oil, but in a pinch, it would work fine, and it would work fine in for lubricating electric motors. But here's a thought. There are many times when I try to oil something and I can't get to the spot that I need to oil because it's down, it's behind, under, you know, some other part of the machinery. So what I do is I take a piece of copper wire or aluminum wire, you know, thin wire, and let's say 20 gauge, and I bend it so that I can actually touch that part where I want to oil with the end of this wire and make sure it's nice and clean, the wire, and then I put a drop of oil and I let the oil drain or travel along that piece of wire down to the part where I want to oil it. So if I can't drop a drop of oil straight down, it has to go around a curve and around a bend, that kind of thing, but it's still going generally downhill, I just take a piece of wire and I put it in that little, like in your sewing machine, you've got probably these little red spots that are marked red, oil here, oil there, and you know they're color-coded so that you can tell what to oil. And there's a little hole there. Well, I just put that piece of wire in that hole, and I would let the drop of oil travel down that piece of wire into the hole. So that's one thing you can do if you can't get to easily that oil spot without taking machinery apart. Just a thought.
What a great idea. I never thought of that, Vince. That's a great idea because, you know, the oil's just going to run down on that piece of wire.
Right, right. So make sure the wire's clean. And what I do is I take a piece of wire that I've got lying around and I strip the insulation off it. And I and I make sure it's absolutely clean, so I'm not transporting dirt with the oil down the piece of wire, and it works fine. And sometimes I've got a fan that I use to cool our solar charge controllers. They get hot, so I have like a window fan, and the bearings every month, dry out, and that fan slows down. So I can take the fan apart, or I can just use a piece of wire, as I mentioned, with a couple drops of oil in it, and I can oil the bearings, and within a minute, I'm done with that job. So what I try to do is, for those jobs, I try to use synthetic oil because it doesn't volatilize as quickly as, conventional oil. But conventional oil is fine. Synthetic oil is fine. But really, for electric motors, the hot setup is non-detergent oil. And it's a little harder to find. They used to sell it at the Chinese factory outlet. I don't know if they do anymore, but non-detergent. And now, non-detergent oil is not suitable for automobiles, for automobile engines, because it doesn't have detergent in there, and it doesn't wash away the soot and deposits that are a result of combustion. So you do not want to use non-detergent oil in your lawnmower. You do not want to use non-detergent oil in your automotive or truck engines. But you can use it on, electric motor bearings. Back to you, Kathy.
Vince, I wanted to mention a couple things that I would recommend people look into. I have a couple books, and the author's name is Robin McKenzie. It's McKenzie. And they're available online, and I'm sure bookstores, but they're still available. I checked. And they're called Treat Your Own Back or knee. They're each separate, and they're small books. They're probably only maybe 60 pages. Then they have one for your neck and your hip. And I have two of them, and I really like them. They're simple. They show you, like, if you have an ache or a pain in the area, they show you in a picture, like, okay, if it's there, then you do these exercises, and if it's not there, then let's try this or let's go back. And it's very clear, easy to understand. But I like them, and I just wanted to recommend them because I figure, well, with all the stuff I do, sometimes I get those aches and pains after being in the garden all day long. But it talks about even your posture and structurally. Sometimes we create our own problems, even if we're not, like, working outside or working on a project. But I did want to recommend those because I've had them for a few years, two of them. I'm probably going to get at least one more of a different one for the neck or whatever, just because I know that sometimes people can get aches and pains and stiffen the neck. But I like them, and I just wanted to throw that out there just so people can do it because I figure – just trying to go to the doctor anymore, it's expensive, and I don't have a lot of good success. Sometimes when I go, I always say, well, if you go to a surgeon, what do you think he's going to say? he's going to recommend surgery. So I like to do things on my own first.
Yeah, very well said, Kathy. And so on eBay right now, Treat Your Own Back by Robert McKenzie, used, less than $4, shipped.
Oh, that's
there's another
that's
one for $3.59, shipped. And then there's some that are a little more expensive. Let's see. Your neck, Treat Your Own Neck, $4.12, shipped on eBay right now.
Yeah, that's a great price. I really like them. Somebody recommended it to me, and it's just easy to understand. And I did it on a few different situations. And what I like, too, is they have, like, a maintenance schedule. Like, there's certain exercises, in my mind, like, for your back. Because we always lean forward. We're always forward. We're on a computer. We're writing. We're doing something in the kitchen. We're bending. But we never do the flexion backward. And I like that because I try to do it every night. Just even if you just lay there and you lay on your stomach and you just lay on your elbows and you reverse all those discs in your back. But he gives you like a protocol for that. And it's just kind of a maintenance exercises. And it's not like an hour long. It might be 5 minutes here or a couple minutes throughout the day. So anyway, I didn't want to go on, but I did want to recommend that. Vince, the other thing I wanted to say was you were talking about Minnie Mac's regret of things that we did. And a couple things that I did that I kind of regret was when I was out and about or I was online or I had things that I could have gotten and I didn't. I was out and they had the one store had 28-ounce canned tomatoes, and they were marked down to 33 cents, which is a really good price. And I bought one case, but they had three cases there, and I should have just bought them all. And later on that day, I thought, I should have just bought all those because I know I'll use them. But I guess I just have so much in my basement right now that I keep thinking, where am I going to stack the next row that I'm going to do? But that was one thing I did. And then the other one that I didn't get was I had a book. It was a how-to book. It was a Reader's Digest, and it was like 50 cents, and it was a great book. And I forgot when I was out to pick it up, and when I left the store then.
We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092.
800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy mentioned a book, Reader's Digest, I believe, on how to do things. And when I find those, the good old days before the China genocide, you know, I'd love to go to the Goodwill store and the Restore, and they would have all these books and series, and almost like encyclopedia sets of do-it-yourself, you know, how to do things, popular mechanics, those kinds of book sets. And people couldn't wait to get rid of them. And I was able to buy some of them very inexpensively. Typically, you can buy a set of encyclopedia for $1 per volume. I mean, think about that. Encyclopedia Britannica for $35 for, you know, a trunkful of volumes. And but, you know, the do-it-yourself books are really, really fabulous, especially if you get the whole set. And I was able to get one. And during the next break, I'll run up to the to the library and see if I can tell you exactly what I bought. But I think it's like around $25 for the whole set of these popular mechanics types of the series, which would be the best of, you know, every single year of popular mechanics without the advertisements. So really good stuff, and you can get them. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, I know how to do most of those things in the book, but it's not for me. It's for other people who haven't done those kinds of things. Your thoughts, Kathy?
You know, Vince, and it doesn't hurt to have it on written paper. Just the visual sometimes. And you have children, and I'm sure that if you, like, they could use it, you could show a friend, you could make a copy of it, but it... You know, I know sometimes in the back of my mind, like, you know, I should grab this. But I'm like you, I have stacks of books. I have, you know, I have stuff all over, and I really haven't had a chance to go through it. So right now I feel like my house is cluttered in certain areas, and I will once we get into the fall and winter season when it gets cold and I'm not outside. But that I do regret that. And I know one of the things, too, that if I come across, and I passed it up because I was on a time crunch, a lady had one of the older crock pots, but the round ones with the heavy crock inside, and those have with the glass lids, I like those better than the newer ones, but it was only like $2 or $3, and it was a good size one. And even though I have several, I'm going to buy another one because I know that if they don't work or we can't fix them, I use my crock pot a lot. And I will say I was looking online, and one of the women said that the Goodwill now for crock pots, and they used to be $2, $3, $4. It was $15 that they had on a crock pot. Now, I've seen them online. You can buy a new one for like $22, $23, $27. So I don't know why they're marking their prices up so high. But anyway, that's something I wish that it's like my regret. I think back, you know, I should have grabbed those items. And I had a cousin who was moving, and she asked me if I wanted a few things. And initially I was like thinking no, but then I said, okay. So I'm kind of to the point where if it's something I can find useful, I will say yes. And if I decide I don't want it, then I will just donate it. But she gave me 2 boxes of canning jars, and then she gave me, which she didn't mention this, there's a huge box of canning lids. And those, I've seen the cheaper ones online, but I haven't seen any in the stores this whole season where I'm at. So, just by me saying yes, I would take them. I've got a whole box. It's big. There's probably at least $100, maybe $150 worth of canning lids in there.
Well, the crock pots that you're talking about, I believe you're talking about the Rival, R-I-V-A-L, Brown brand. And they're like 3.5 quarts or so, roughly. They have a switch on that is off, low, and high. And what happens, by the way, they're $50 now on eBay. So they doubled in price during the genocide. So the switches, the way they're wired, the heating element is called a nichrome, N-I-C-H-R-O-M-E, nichrome wire, nickel chrome wire. And you can't solder it. It will not accept solder. So what happens when that heating element is attached to the switch inside that crock pot? It's crimped. And then over time, the heating, cooling of that wire getting hot and heating up the contents of the crock pot, you know, what you're cooking, that crimp fails. So if your crock pot doesn't work, it is probably at the crimp where the nichrome wire is attached to the switch. So all you have to do is take that one nut off the bottom of the crock pot, remove the bottom from, you turn upside down, remove the bottom from the crock pot where the wire, where you get to see the wire and the switch, and you'll be able to crimp with a pair of crimping pliers. That connection, crimp it back together, and it'll probably work. So don't throw out that crock pot, because it probably does work. And the worst case is you bypass the switch and you just plug it in, so it'll either run on low or high, but it'll still work. And you turn it on and off by plugging it in or unplugging it. We'll be right back with Kathy right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. By the way, I'd rather use the crock pot and use electricity rather than use propane on the gas stove.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.